Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Pastor Cheryl Faxton. Thank you so much for joining me. Sorry about my voice. I've been preaching all weekend in Georgia, and so I have very little voice left. I need to rest for a few days, but I'm so glad that you're here for the process to bear, where we walk by faith and not by sight, to the place that God has called us to see the demonstration of his power in our lives and know that he is taking us to a realm and a dimension in our spiritual life that we could never get to on our own. But as we trust and believe God, as we allow him to refine us and reprove us, and we digest the word and we obey and trust what he's saying concerning us, he causes us to be a blessing, not only to our own lives and our own family, but to nations and to every generation and every race that we come in contact with, because we display and show the greatness and the goodness of our God, which is inexhaustible in his grace. And so we grow in the grace of God and the knowledge of God as we learn of him. And as we learn of him, we are being changed, line upon line, precept upon precept, faith to faith, glory to glory, height to that height, and depth to depth. And that is the process of where he takes our everyday life, and he just uses the word to refine us. So it's a wonderful thing, because when we finish going through these cycles of seasons in our lives, we are changed. And it's an amazing thing, because it's a God that causes us to be as he is. We've been looking at ordinary people in the Bible, watching and looking at their lives as God calls them and then takes them through the journey, and they are changed. We don't see them as superhuman Christians, but we see them as everyday individuals living in a different time frame and century, but having the same problems that we have, and Word of God moving on their behalf. So it is wonderful when God is able to take obedient people. I want to talk briefly about the love of God and how the love of God is so inexhaustible. That love sees our need. It sees the place of our need, and it supplies the need according to the riches of God. And I want to talk about this in a spiritual aspect. We were so bankrupt. We were so insufficient in our own selves in the spirit realm. We could not gain or gather or even comprehend the love of God on the level, and still many times on the level that it really is in its most purified state that flows from the throne of God. The Word of God lets us know in John 3:16 that God loved the world that he gave. And in his love, that love for us, he looked beyond every filthy, dirty, nasty thing in our lives. Everything that man had ever done. Every evil that man would do. And he looked beyond that. He looked beyond the things that were in us. He looked beyond all the generational things, all the failures, all the hatred, the bitterness, the anger, all of the things of the heart, all the things that were in our lives. He looked beyond the deep, darkest places and avenues that were inside of mankind. And he saw the need to rescue, to save, to redeem. And he gave himself to an inexhaustible means. He was inexhausted in the ability to give himself on the level that redeemed. He was inexhaustible in the sacrifice. He looked beyond his own pain, his own suffering, his own hurt, his own brutal attack. And he saw the need for us to be saved. And this was God bruising his son for us. And in the love of the bruising, he released the grace that was necessary for us to come and be able to enter in. And he supplied to us the need that we needed. And what I like about this is this supply is never ending. So even after I become a believer, I confess and I believe and I receive Jesus Christ as Lord, this grace that I'm receiving is still inexhaustible, and he's teaching me, growing us in the grace. And you see people differently when you understand understand the grace of God and the knowledge of him that is revealed through grace, and how that grace has been given. There's nothing you can brag about yourself. There's nothing that you can take credit for. Everything that you are and will be and ever hope to be is through this grace. And the more the knowledge of God is revealed to you, the more that it unfolds, the more that you're able to comprehend, not with the mind, but in your spirit, the revelation of Jesus Christ in the levels, or on the levels of grace, then you're able to see people differently and treat people differently. You're able to love them as God has loved you, because you see yourself and you see the measure that has been demonstrated and given to you, and that you were unworthy of, but he so loved that he gave you what you were unworthy to receive. And he's not charging you with what you are unworthy to receive. He's giving it freely. And as much as he has given and we receive, we walk therein. Now, the extension of what you receive is according to your faith and according to your will and your willingness to allow him to demonstrate and to show you and to express it in your life. He's able to go as deep as you want him to. He's able to go as far as you want him to. He's able to grow you up in ways that you could never, ever fathom in your own mind. But it's according to your faith. It's according to your willingness and your will, your obedience unto him, your submission unto him, how you digest that word and passionately want him. Because as you do, you see him being revealed and expressed. You see the image of him moving you to another realm of love, of compassion, of mercy, of forgiveness, and expression of him, the expression of what he is, that comes in and makes the difference and the change. And people are able to grasp that love and be attracted to that love and see the shine, the glimmer, the glory of that love. And it's not yours, it's his. But it's so wonderful, because when you think about who you used to be and you're now walking in this level of love through grace that you never could have ever comprehended or ever did before, it blows your mind and it makes you desire more. Now, there's a cost to this, because you're going to get hit because you desire to be like him. The enemy's going to try to give you a blow to make you stop focusing or stop running or panting or being passionate about God and his love and his grace and his goodness. But you have to understand, though they slay me, yet will I trust him. I'm still going to do what he says, because I found something that is irreplaceable. And what I found, it meets and need. According to his riches, he openly opens up the riches of who he is in my life, that I might dive in, immerse myself into this place, and receive all the benefits that are tied to the immersing of his riches. And it's not limited to any area. It flows to every area. But I'm after him in the spirit realm. I'm after him. I'm chasing him. And I want it so bad that it doesn't matter. I'm willing to lose me to gain him. I'm willing to lose my concepts of what I think it is, to do away with those things, to get those things and gain him. And as I gain him, the expression of who he is supersedes anything that I ever thought or even imagined. Is inexplicable, and it's great. So I encourage you to get passionate about the love of God and the richness of his love and the richness of his grace and the knowledge of who he is, that you might be changed in another dimension. It's a wonderful thing. I hope that you were empowered in this 15 minutes. And I pray that you would join me tomorrow to hear more. And be blessed in Jesus' name.